Mark Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Here's another thing about hippies, by the way. The thing about hippies is, hippies, I mean, they are just the bane, the millstone, the albatross of the existence of liberals. And I'll tell you why. It's because hippies are the reason that people don't take liberals seriously. You know what I mean? It's like Republicans every time some Klan guys, every time Trent Lott goes on television, essentially. That's what hippies are. They're the Trent Lott of the left. That's why nobody takes liberals seriously, because they confuse us with these patchouli sandalwood bastards. They're on Hawthorne shopping at the blue butterfly place, and they're buying the incense thing. What's this? Well, it's a turtle whittled out of teak. Well, it holds conical incense burners or whatever. It's just sad, you know what I mean?
It's a wooden plaque in the shape of Oregon.
Exactly. What's it? Well, it's a soap dish made out of Mount St. Helens ash. Yeah, great. Swell. Why don't you go bathe? It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Let's welcome to the show in Portland a caller named Sunshine.
Hi. You're just trying to piss me off.
No, you're a hippie. I know that whatever I say, you'll take it with a grain of peace and love and just help me with daisies. Isn't that what you people do?
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, Rick.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a hippie.
Uh-huh.
I was named after a Grateful Dead song.
Yeah, why
my name is Sunshine Daydream. That's my freaking name. I gotta
Sunshine
walk around like that.
Sunshine Daydream.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Jeff Galooly cost you like $12. You go change your name.
That's
you know what
not
I mean?
Her fault, though.
It's
no,
not. It's $49. But, you know, I want to wait until after I get my degree before I go change my name to something decent.
Because what are you getting a degree in?
Psychology.
Yeah, because your patients are going to take you seriously when your name is Sunshine Daydream.
Yeah, Dr. Sunshine. Yeah, I'll get a radio show.
Dr. Sunshine Daydream, can you help me with, you know, no.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a radio show, though.
I come in, I see that on the door, I'm leaving. I don't care if, you know, you charge me for the hour
exactly.
Anyway, I'm leaving.
See, you know, here's the thing. I listen to the Grateful Dead casually.
Yeah.
I like them, but I've never done acid. I don't smoke pot because it makes me feel icky, but I enjoy other people smoking pot because then they're kind of like on my level.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but I just really disagree with your idea of the Grateful Dead listeners having to dedicate their entire lives. I've never been to a show. Ever.
All right, but, I mean, you do understand, right, that you are the exception. I mean, you do know what the vast majority... I mean, the stereotypes exist for a reason, Sunshine.
Well, stereotypes exist for a reason, Rick, but I personally, I'm a musician, and all my friends are musicians, and we do Grateful Dead songs, and that's because there's great harmonies, and great music in
there.
It's
complicated. Please tell me this isn't part of a drum circle or something.
No, God forbid.
Please tell me you're not playing this at a coffee house.
No, I'm a guitar player, and just like everyone else, I'm a guitar player, but no coffee houses. I mean, we go camping. Okay, we sit around a fire and do it a lot.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
All right.
But there's no drums.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure that there's homeless people downtown who don't reek of, like, stale urine or something, but I mean, they're in the minority. It's just true. So,
okay, well, I never felt that I really had to call you before because I've been listening for 2 years, and you've never been wrong until now.
Oh, that's probably not true.
You should have listened very much, apparently.
Yeah, all right. Sunshine and... Okay, back in the cage. That's Sunshine in Portland there. All right, it's 503-250 and Sunshine Daydream. Yeah, I'm keeping that while I'm at... Because that's the way to get respect from your peers and colleagues. Next up on the panel, pathophysiological representations of psychotic mal... Dr. Sunshine Daydream. You're going to get a lot of
papers. Dr. Daydream.
You're going to get a lot of papers published in the Journal of the American Medical Association with that byline.
God, I'd be so mad at my parents.
The Mayo Clinic's going to be calling you any day now, Sunshine. All right. Anyway. Might as well just change your name to Mud Dog. You know what I mean? It's just a name that just doesn't scream respect me.
Be nice.
I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I'm saying... You know, your parents afflict you with something. It's like this girl I went to high school with. I told you this story. Her name was... Big, hitty, ugly as a mud fence. Her name was Candy Bar. And it's like your parents saddle you with that. You just got to throw off that yoke as soon as you can. As soon as you turn 18, you got to... That's a slave name is what that is. Sunshine Daydream, that's not your name. You got to just go with it. That's the name that your master has given you. That's the name of oppression that Whitey has given you to keep you down. You got to get rid of that. You got to rise. I rise. Little Maya Angelou there. Here's Tim Riley in the KFTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's like your parents naming you Pinhead or something. Why would you just not, what's your name, a-hole? You know, it's like, why would you, you don't have to keep that name. It's like somebody trying to hand you a big pile of manure. You can just, you know, no, no, thanks, I'll pass on that.
It's like somebody used to call the radio station all the time. His name was I'm a Nass. What were the parents thinking?
Just skip it, man.
Well, let's say this is brought to you by Radio Shack. And today only, get a great finance deal when you use your Radio Shack Answers Plus credit card's super offer. Just in time for the holiday, today only at Radio Shack. Top story, he'll never be a cop again. 10-year Portland police veteran Michael Pimento has turned in his badge after pleading guilty to beating his woman. The victim thinks the outcome's ridiculous, though. She don't want to press charges. Kareen Clanton, she says she loves the disgraced cop, calling the situation a complete injustice. Got another story here. It's all the state's fault, bellows the biological mother of a toddler who drowned in a Salem Creek after wandering away from his foster father. 25-year-old Rebecca Adams is also concerned for the welfare of her other 5-year-old daughter living in that same foster home. The state has no plans to listen to Adams. She's no doubt hoping some self-promoting busybody female news reporter will take up her cause.
Did you read, by the way, the Willamette, that section of the Willamette, the nose? There was a piece about Ashley and Miranda's parents earlier this week that just was, it was great. I mean, just ripped them. I mean, it just excoriated the parents of Ashley Pond and Miranda Gaddis. I'm trying to hook up with the writer of the article, trying to get them on to talk about it. It's just a great piece. Because, of course, I didn't know this. Apparently, it's either being speculated or it's known that Ashley and Miranda's moms are now going to sue the state for negligence. Because, of course, the state really fell down on the job there. Of course, it wasn't the parents at all. The state did everything wrong in that case. So I just about had it up to here with these parents. Can't be bothered to take care of their own. Like in this case, this foster case. Your kid's in a foster home. Obviously, you're falling down on the job somehow. Doesn't that just sort of follow? It seems to me, in this reporter's opinion, I am now speaking my opinion only. I do not know that this is empirical fact. I don't know that this is unimpeachable data. It seems to me, though, that when your kids are in a foster home, by definition, that is a fundamental acknowledgement that you were doing a poor job as a parent. So at that point, you lose all your rights to bitch and complain. You just do. Just get past it.
Well, she seems to think she has her choice of accommodations for these kids.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, another story. It's becoming a lawless, gunslinging, blood-soaked spot on the map. The slaying of a 25-year-old man early this morning in Spokane brings their murder record to 23 this year. Spokane is the state's second-largest city with just under 200,000 residents, where life just isn't worth living. By the way, the Pacific Northwest needs blood. The Red Cross says it has less than 2 days' supply of O-negative blood. There are just too many people getting shot and dying. Television history was made 26 years ago tonight with the premiere of Dominatrix Linda Carter.
Somebody covers this song. Shouldn't Weezer or somebody be covering this right about now?
No, Mariah Carey.
Shouldn't some hipster band be churning out some rock version of that?
Should be.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon and maybe some small hail, but that'll happen in drive time. You watch and see. Same for tonight. Decreasing showers tomorrow. Tim Riley of the KOTK Newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, coming up later on this hour, we got Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero, some Sarah haikus to get to, and we're going to find out in a moment. And we got to deal with this laptop business too, so we got to figure out how to what to do with this laptop.
Ever going to find a way to give it away. So why don't you just let me take it?
Because it's not.
I'll use it for the show.
Yeah, why? I can't imagine why not. I can't imagine why, in the name of sweet Christ on a crutch, I would not just give you the laptop. Let's see. I can probably only come up with 600 or 700 reasons why I wouldn't.
Give me a couple $100 for it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. That's mighty wide of you. I appreciate it. So Tim at Budget Computer hooked us up with this laptop. Hook me up with a laptop, by the way. And I suspect, can I just tell you this, that I suspect, although I cannot prove, but I have a mighty suspicion that laptop was supposed to just be mine. But then Trey, of course, made some unilateral executive decision that it was just going to be given away to someone. And I can't think of how to give it away anyway, because I mean, it's brand new. I mean, it's a, I don't have the specs on it in front of me, but I mean, it's a brand new laptop. I mean, it's really nice. Got the CD-ROM drive right off the factory line.
You could make a donation to the charity of Matt.
Yeah, the charity of Matt. That needs a lot of help. What is it? Jacuzzi need more chlorine? Is that it?
Actually, bromine. The chlorine level's fine.
Yeah, right. Whatever you say. So I don't know. We'll figure out something to do because I can't think of a concept to do with it where somebody's not going to be irritated. You know what I mean?
Well, why don't you just donate it to charity since it is Christmas?
Yeah, I'll donate it to some homeless guy, because homeless people have a lot of useful laptops.
I'm not a homeless person, but
here you go.
Like...
Here you go, homeless guy. Here's a laptop so you can calculate where they sell the cheapest 2020 at. You know what I mean? Here's a... In case you're having trouble tracking your cocaine and night train purchases, here's a laptop.
You know, we did get an offer last week before the toy drive of a guy that said he would give us a few $100 for it and then we could give the money to the kids.
Why don't
we just auction it off for charity and we'll take bids all week long and then give it away on Friday?
Well, see, that's not a bad idea. See, we could almost do that. Well, what's today, Tuesday? So yeah. We could do it for a solid week. We could that's thinking. My friend, that's what that is. You got your cerebral toque on there. So that we could do that. We could do it for 7 days. I don't know. I have to find out what the specs and everything on it. I have to put a picture on the website or whatever. But we could do like 7 days worth of bidding. And then just a high bid gets the laptop, and then the money goes to the kids. See, that's not a... See, I knew you... You can think when you really put your brain to it, Matthew Peterson, you can be a good human being.
Well, you know, at first I tried for me, and then when that doesn't work, then I tried for my fellow man.
All right.
So...
Okay, so in a moment, we're going to find out about this business of Sarah's vomit bag. I don't know what that's all about. But really quickly, though, can I just dovetail back? Well, there's no way of stopping me, so I'm just going to do it. I'm going to dovetail back to this how chicks think. This is the single worst advice that Jolie's ever given, and that really is saying something, because the bar is set pretty high for that at this juncture. I just want to, in case this guy, loyal listener, is still listening, first of all, you break up with a girl, 7 months is way too long to wait to start dating somebody else. Do you know what I mean? You break up with the girl on Friday, I'll grant that maybe you want to spend Saturday and Sunday drunk, listening to a lot of Willie Nelson records, thinking back about the good times and blue eyes crying in the rain. Come Monday, you got to be a man. I'm not trying to say that to be mean. I'm saying it because Rick Emerson is your friend. Rick Emerson cares. He wants to help you in your, he wants to help you in your life. You just can't sit around being a big pussy crying about everything. You're sad about the chick for 48 hours tops, and they get off your bed, put down the whiskey bottle, shave, wipe yourself off, and then go outside.
You mope around for the weekend. You spend the next week recovering, and then the following weekend, you're out. You know, you're out with your boys trying to find somebody new.
Seriously, you go drink heavily for 2 days, 3 days maximum. If it's like a Martin Luther King weekend or President's Day or Columbus Day, you got a third day you can drink. You drink heavily, but yeah, then you clean yourself up, you shave, you go out and find some other chick. Secondly, and this really can't be noted really strongly enough. If you're in the middle of having, if you're having adult relations with a woman, and halfway through she quits or gets out of bed, you scratch that name out of your book. You're never calling that girl again. You know what I mean? Just get rid of that number. I don't mean to be caustic. I don't mean to be callous, but she's obviously mental, and you don't like, you got better things to do with your life than to play therapist. You know what I mean? There's no, and I think I speak for everybody here when I say that there's no reason that a fundamentally normal person, man, woman, whatever, would stop. Like, in the middle of having sex, like, unless it's some physical, you know, unless you suddenly sprouted a tail or something and she's unnerved by it, there's no reason that any person would just stop halfway there and go, no, 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 I'm just going to call this off. No, I'm just going to go watch Conan instead. There's no reason. Unless you were engaged, unless you were calling her mom or something, there's no reason why she would just call a stop to that. So she's obviously got some sort of mental defect going on, and you don't want to have to sit around and play Freud with that. So just, you know, give her the name of a therapist and kick her to the curb. That would be my advice to you. So, it's just not. It's just true. It's just, there's nothing. You can't do anything about that. All right. So before I forget about it, so what is this business?
Okay, can I finally talk about it?
Well, no. You know those air sickness bags? Like, so Sarah goes into the traffic, I don't know, about an hour ago, and I'm over there, and I'm looking for something or other, and I'm looking through the papers, and then there's one of those, in case you suffer air queasiness, one of those, like, white, like, lunch sacks lined with plastic,
yeah,
so it'll hold your bile.
I think it's from, like, the 1960s.
Like, and I don't know if it's just the nature of the show that you're toting around an air sickness bag with you.
No. So I got to do a really cool thing this morning. My cousin actually flies the helicopter for Fox 12 News in the morning, but I didn't even know that because I haven't really talked to him in quite some time, and he lives in Hillsborough, so I ended up...
Even though he's your cousin, you're not attracted to him.
Yes, but you're attracted to your cousin, right?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I drove out to Hillsborough. I got up like 4 this morning and got to fly around with them and almost got airsick because there was a huge house fire and the helicopter had to circle this one area for about 45 minutes. But it was really cool. Got to fly all over Portland and got to see...
did you vomit?
No, I almost did. I had the motion sickness bag out of its little pouch, but I did not vomit.
All right, excellent.
Much
so now
to
you
your
have
dismay,
a,
I know.
Now you have a fundamentally better understanding of how the traffic system works.
Yes, I do. I tried the guy who was doing it, Tony Martinez, I think.
Yeah,
he does the traffic.
All right, excellent.
So he's trying to help me out.
All right, it's 1-800-737-5955 or 503-250-1080. This is Phil. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, this is Bill again.
Hey, what do you got?
I called last week on the laptop offering $300 for the charity.
See, there he is. There's a guy.
See, so we could... See, so I'm telling you, yeah, we could give that to the Toys for Tots or the, you know, whatever, and then, just we'll give high bid gets the laptop or something.
I'm still in if you guys
right.
are doing it.
Actually, I'll tell you what. So we'll I'll hook up with Tim at Budget Computer. We'll get maybe later tonight... We'll get a picture or the specs maybe of the laptop on my website, and then we'll people will like open up the bidding. We'll let people bid either here or via email or something, and then we'll let the high bid will win it. Like we'll close the bidding like end of show a week from today, like end of show next Tuesday. I'm gonna put you on hold, Phil. You're gonna be on with Sarah. She'll get your information and all that. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Let's see. This is Scott in Southeast. What's up?
Hey. Listen, Rick, I think you're confusing the fact that not all deadheads are hippies, but unfortunately, all hippies are, like, totally deadheads.
Oh, I see. Okay, I can get with that. The hippies are deadheads, but deadheads are not necessarily hippies.
Not all of them.
Here's the other brand of deadhead. The other brand of deadhead is this. Some boomer drives himself a BMW, has a lot of dried tomatoes at home, and like a gold-plated coffee grinder, and then puts on the tie-dye to go to the concert to remember the time that they stopped the war and danced naked in the rain.
That's right. Either that or they're waiting at the bus stop wearing a cape and lace-up moccasins or something.
Completely. Yeah, they're just... Deadhead concerts, you ever realize this? They're like, sometimes dead concerts are just sort of a thing to do between Renaissance fairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like you go to Fred Meyer between, work days.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You're dead on about that. All right, that's
Rick,
Scott. Yes?
Will you pick up line 2 and say hi to Daryl? He was the cameraman this morning on the helicopter with me. I almost puked on him.
Well, great. And that's a circle of people we should talk to.
And he's a big fan.
Daryl.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, what's your deal? Did she vomit or not?
First-time caller. Long time listener.
Yes.
Excellent. Hey, did she yak the salad or what?
She was great. I mean, I feel bad for everybody that comes up for the first time, especially when you circle. It's dark. You can't see. There's not a lot of air. So
God,
I told her to open up the window, and she was great.
Let me ask you this. Why is it that helicopters can't fly upside down?
You can do it once.
Really?
And then after that, you're down.
No. You can do it once on the way to your doom, on the way to your death. That doesn't make any sense to me. It seems like they can carry the weight. They can carry the weight. Doesn't matter if it's upside down.
There are some military ones that can.
Sweet.
But ours can't.
No. Excellent. You ought to see if you can petition for one of those. You ought to put that in your next, when they ask for like capital for your next budget, you ought to ask for a helicopter and fly upside down. And also it has a gun on the front. Yeah, excellent. So,
thanks, Daryl.
So she handled it like a trooper. All right.
She was great. I just hope she doesn't feel bad about coming back up again.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. There you go. There's Daryl, the helicopter guy.
Okay, you do understand how they work, right?
No.
Helicopters?
Not a clue.
When the propeller spins, creates downforce, like a fan, blows the air so you take off.
Yeah.
You flip that upside down, you're forcing yourself down. That's why they can't fly upside down.
Okay, but theoretically speaking, let me ask you this. Theoretically speaking, if you had a helicopter where the blades, just, I'm saying that theoretically, if you had a helicopter where you press a button, it's like on your four-wheel drive where you press a button inside and it shifts from two-wheel drive to four-wheel drive. If you had a button on the dashboard of the helicopter you could press and the blade suddenly turned, you could do it, right? If you could press a button and the blade suddenly all shifted, 90 degrees or whatever, so they point the other way, then you could fly upside down. Is that correct?
I guess in theory that might work. I don't know.
I'd pay money to see that. All right. Joe in the Coove, you're a full-time listener. What's
hey,
up, man?
Rick, also, theoretically, if pigs had wings, they could fly.
There's no need to be sarcastic, my friend.
Hey, man, I need that laptop. I'm going to night school. I'm studying to be a rich Republican that you liberal weenies are always screaming about, and I need a laptop.
Don't let me into that liberal weenie category, thanks.
Hey, here's the other thing.
You're absolutely right
about never, ever take advice from a woman. If you listen to Jolie's advice, she'll have you sitting down, skiing and wearing a dress.
Well, seriously, because you, did you know that most of Jolie's advice entails a variant on the following phrase? You just need to sit down and talk it out. You know, and that's just, you know, that way lies madness. That is just a road to insanity. The only time you really want to sit and talk out a problem with a woman is if it's a woman who considers you a friend and you know that by sitting up and listening to her problems till 3 in the morning, there's a chance she'll sleep with you at the end of it. And that's only if she's drinking wine. All right, more on the way, including the Sarah haikus. We'll talk to Dan. We'll get another edition of Ground Zero News with Clyde Lewis. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KSDK, you stay there.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Or toll free, 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. See, on CNN, they keep showing these excerpts from the BET interview, but I didn't get the chance to actually watch it, so I'm all... Clyde just made the greatest statement, though.
Why didn't you
T-bow it? Clyde, because I suck. Clyde made the greatest observation, was that Trent Lauzer just joined Public Enemy. He just gave himself one of those little gumpy haircuts, start wearing that medallion with Africa on it. Start getting some of those little kid and play haircuts. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Coming up in just a few, some Sarah haikus and news of Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. We welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our esteemed godlike program director, Bruce Egler.
Hello there.
Yes.
Now, the reason that I'm coming in here is I'm getting a little frustrated with everybody's lists of music.
Yes.
And it's a frustration more about another theme that we always have on the program. Now, as a proud baby boomer myself, are you or are you not always ragging on baby boomers? They were like the worst scourge that ever happened to humanity and blah, 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 blah.
Well, not the worst. There were Nazis.
But have you noticed a theme in most of the music lists? And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I walk back in from lunch and I asked Jolie. I said, Jolie, how old are you? Because I really swore that she was a fairly young lady. But I'm listening to the list, and then she said, "Well, she said 30."
Yeah, I would guess late 20s.
Yeah, you know. And so she said 30, and so you know, allowing that women sometimes lie by their age, maybe it's 32 or something, but. That means if she's 30, she wasn't even born in 1970.
Yes.
And let's see, her list was, Fleetwood Mac, I guess that was 70s, but we have Jimi Hendrix on there.
The Who.
Hendrix died when I was, like, junior high school.
What, that 71?
We have The Who, which, you know, again, I went to see when I was in high school. This was my music. You people are stealing my music. You remember the format that the old folks used to listen to, and it was called The Music of Your Life?
Yes.
Every one of these lists has been the music of my life! And yet, you say... that baby boomers suck and that we've contributed nothing, and yet every day the list of the music that has impacted the people. Today Jolie's was the utmost. Every single thing. I mean, Stevie Wonder is even older than the rest of the stuff. We've got Hendrix, we've got The Who, we've got The Grateful Dead. There was another one in there.
What else was on her list?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. We had the Beatles was number one on Christina's
list. Right, yeah, and Paul Simon.
The Beatles, they broke up 30 years before Christina was born. Paul Simon was on that list. I believe it was Sarah, is that correct? Yours had Pink
Dylan.
Floyd?
Yeah, my first was Bob Dylan.
Well, who had Pink Floyd?
It was also her. And
yeah.
Dylan.
Dylan and Pink Floyd. Now, I guess in your defense, I mean, maybe I'm carrying the argument on against the wrong person.
Because your list,
I guess, only had one baby boomer act, which would be Led Zeppelin.
Oh, but see, that's not a baby boomer act. That doesn't.
Well, of course it was a baby boomer act. What are you talking about? Stairway to Heaven was what, 73?
71.
71, yeah. All right. I graduated from high school in 72, Rick.
Well, I'm separating the music from the fans. It's quite possible to dislike baby boomers while not disliking their music.
But you are a person who makes his whole life around pop culture and most importantly music. That is your driving force. And yet what is the music that's most impactful to every member of this show? It's all my music. What was on Matt's list?
Matt's list was the Eagles.
Run DMC.
The Eagles!
Johnny Cash.
The Eagles, whom I've seen in concert together. still a modern day group.
What else? Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash was my honorable mention. Run DMC, AC/DC, Kid Rock.
All right, well,
Frank Sinatra.
There's some new stuff on there, and then we had Frank Sinatra. I mean, I've been trying to think of what I'd put on my own list, and eventually I've decided I can't do one because
well, I was going
to
say you should do it.
Well, but everything that would be matter to me has already been done. I mean, I kept thinking, well, but I don't want to include the same stuff.
Well,
everybody
that's okay.
Else.
We've repeated stuff. We've repeated the Ramones twice. We've done AC/DC twice. We've done Zeppelin twice.
Well, I know, but I mean, we could almost just take Jolie's list, but add the Beatles and take off the Dead or something. I mean, it would be almost the same, you know.
Right,
so I mean,
see what I'm talking about? There's that baby boomer. There's that baby boomer smugness. This is all my music.
It's not smugness.
You wouldn't have any music without us, you kids.
That's not smugness, and it's not you kids. I think this
is less of a gripe, and it's more that Bruce wants to be able to do his own list
completely.
Next time.
Yes.
Really? Well, then I want some credit for my generation. do we have my generation from the Who there? Let's get some credit going here. You're always bashing us.
We stopped a war.
We stopped a war.
We danced naked in the rain at Woodstock. We had brown.
That's the funny thing. I mean, you act like all baby boomers. I mean, I would be too young to have gone to Woodstock, even if I'd lived in New York. I mean, I suppose I could have, but I would have been 14. So, you know, it's very unlikely that even if I lived in the neighborhood, I could have snuck away to Woodstock. So.
All right, well, let me ask you this. What exactly, we've never gotten a straight answer to this. Do you know what was wrong with the brown acid at Woodstock? Like when they say, don't take the brown acid. Well, what does that mean, though?
Well, it probably was, like, poisonous, but I don't know. Yeah. I never actually heard what specifically was the problem.
No, I mean, I've never done acid, so I don't know what good acid is, and so I don't know what bad acid is.
Well, I don't know that it was ever explained, even though I've seen the movie half a dozen times.
Yeah.
But, and that's the other thing. I can't believe you've never seen Woodstock.
I got stuff to do.
That's one of the greatest movies ever made. Probably is the best documentary ever made.
South Park to watch and stuff. I get behind. I don't have time to... Glengarry Glen Ross. You got to watch that once a week, probably.
Well, that's a fine movie as well. I will admit, now the problem is if you're going to see Woodstock, you have to see it on a large screen. There's no point seeing it on a TV.
Be excused.
All right.
Okay, well,
All right, so some credit for baby boomer music, please.
I'll just send you a check.
I mean, my own list wasn't even going to include all. I mean, my own list would have not included all
of
this.
Well, do you want to put together a list?
We'll do one. But, I mean, my own list would have not included more than maybe two acts out of this, and yet I'm listening it every day. It's like, yeah, that's all the stuff I listened to in high school.
And we'll just send you a royalty check. We'll cut you a check for like $1.70 every time we play something from like pre-1972. All right. It's 1-800-737-5955. Is this Chris from Barbarella?
Chris from Barbarella.
What is?
What's up?
Hey, not much. I just wanted to fill in on a little event that we're going to be putting on January 11th at the Satyricon. What we've decided to do is at the last listener party, we got all the bands together, and we're actually going to do a Bands of the Rick Emerson Show night that night, and that's going to include Porn Store Janitor, 800 Octane, Barbarella, and the Dry County Crooks.
Excellent. And those are all, and you guys are all bands that listen to the show. I mean, in fact, most of those bands, I think a member, if not the whole band, a member of every of those bands have been all the listener parties.
Oh, yeah.
So, excellent. And this is when and where?
It's going to be January 11th at the Satyricon downtown.
And that's a Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
12:30, yeah. So, Saturday, Satyricon, and it's Barbarella, 800 Octane, Dry County Crooks, Porn Store.
Janitor.
Excellent.
And now we also have a little thing going on, too. We're trying to get Hog Whitman down there.
Swell, Hog Whitman.
And there's also a spot for what we're hoping, the Tim Riley Factor will come down and play a few songs for us.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Well, it sounded good last time. I think a lot of your listeners would appreciate it.
Yeah, it sounded really good. The only reason it sounded good last time is because well drinks were like $1.50.
Well, I didn't get to hear you guys. I was in the parking lot bleeding at that point.
I was going to say, you were out there doing your Andrew W.K. by scraping up your epidermis against the parking lot.
Exactly. But,
I think I speak for everyone with ears when I say that no one really, having heard the Tim Riley Factor once, twice if you count that so-called Christmas song we made, I don't know that anybody really is lining up to want to hear the Tim Riley Factor play again.
Well, the good thing about it, though, is it's going to be in town, and also on a Saturday night there, so I think a lot of people will be able to check it out. They haven't been able to check it out before.
I think we could find a lot of support for that, Rick.
The Terracon's a cool place.
Your ass going to go do it? You're not the one who has to do it.
I'm not in the band, so I was excluded, but I'd love to,
You weren't excluded. You can't play anything.
Well, this is true, but so I was excluded based off lack of talent. But
I don't...
Well, let's put it this way. I'm throwing it out, and so if the listeners want, I think they should go ahead and call in and try to beef it up and talk you guys into it.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
No problem.
So that's coming up. All right,
it's
Chris from Barbarella. What I can introduce myself, I'm a talk show host. I think I'm capable of introducing myself.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll MC it. I'll totally MC it. It's January 11th, Saturday. 800 Octane, Hog Whitman, I think. Porn Store Janitor, Dry County Crooks, Barbarella. And then in someone's feverish daydream, the Tim Riley factor, which I don't think is going to happen. So. But hey, thanks a lot, though. Thanks for offering. Brian's a first-time caller on a cell phone in Salem. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What do you got, man?
I wanted to point out for your esteemed baby boomer program director that the people that created his music were 18 years older than him.
Uh-huh.
And he really can't take any credit for it at all.
That's right, Bruce Adler.
He's just a fan.
Damn heart. Here's the thing. You know, Laura has noted this, actually. We went to see Korn. I don't know, back about 18 months ago, we saw Korn at the Rose Garden. And we were noting that we were like twice the average age. I was like 28 at the time. The average age of the attendee show... The average age of the kid in that crowd was like 16. That was like the mean age of the Korn fan in attendance was 16. But the guys in the band are all like 34.
Exactly.
So it's weird that kids always hate their elders, yet the music that they love is done by people exactly the same age. Like Eminem's 30, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That bastard in Everclear is like 43.
So you got to give credit now to the senior citizens who actually created his music,
Adler.
Right?
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. You're dead on, man. That's what I mean. All right. Hey, we got the haiku bed here. We'll roll these. We'll do the thing, and then we'll come back with news at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. We've got some haiku. Is it haiku or haikus? I wish somebody would just tell me. All right.
Is it the same person that would write him about Christina?
What? No, all right. Here we go. We got the haiku bed. All right, excellent. So we've got a couple to get to here. We've got, first of all, a hippie haiku from James. Hippies smell real bad. Stop wearing pants with a dress. Buy a pair of shoes. All right, here's some Sarah haikus. These are the inaugural Sarah haikus from Haiku Master Aaron. Subject line, this one's called Hot Quotient Increased. Christina's gone now. I couldn't say it before. Sarah is hotter. All right. And this is called She's the One. No one else comes close. Producing Rick is too hard. Go, yummy Sarah. All right, there you go. There's your haikus. Be back with news at Ground Zero in just a moment. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there. We'll continue.
Rick Emerson, only on 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. About 20 minutes away from Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I got all this stuff. Can I just tell you, there's a recent trend on the show that we do 3 hours, and I just feel like I've gotten to nothing. At the end, we do 3 hours of show every day, and yet I don't even make a dent in this pile of stuff we've got to get to. All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our friend and colleague, the original Harry Scary Guy. Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What's up with you, man?
Oh, man. I'm doing a study right now on this whole Bigfoot thing. Talking about Bigfoot last week on my show and the scientific ramifications of Bigfoot. By the way, I had a bunch of people who are scientists, mind you, on the program saying that the reason why they wanted to try and debunk the Bigfoot stories is because of the fact that religion and science wouldn't appreciate it too much if we found out that the Bigfoot was a missing link, and that it would throw all kinds of scientists out. You know, out of their element, and throw all kind of religious people out of their element. So,
okay.
I was doing some studies into some of the other legends surrounding Bigfoot, and one of them, of course, is the Skinwalker, which is an Indian legend. The shamans used to put on the skins of animals and turn into those animals, and that evolves into the werewolf thing. And as I was doing investigations into werewolves, do you realize that werewolves are actually a Christmas? Are a Christmas legend.
You're messed up.
No, the idea of Santa Claus and werewolves and all those stories are all interrelated because...
Santa Claus and werewolves.
I'm not kidding
That's
you.
Just a phrase you don't hear enough.
Well, I'm not kidding you because, you know, everybody says, oh, it's about St. Nicholas. Everybody wants to think it's about St. Nicholas, but it really isn't. It's about shaman who would try to summon the gods of the winter, and what they would do is they would put on the skins of animals and they would go around in these skins of animals, and some of them would actually turn into the animals. They would be cursed with something called the Lugaroo, and any person who was conceived or born on Christmas Eve had the chance of becoming a werewolf. Or have the curse of the Lugaroo, which is this strange curse that you can shapeshift into anything, into like reptiles or animals or whatever.
Didn't Lugaroo play second base for the Yankees in 48?
Lugaroo, yeah. So, I mean, I've been just doing that. I'm kind of leaning towards telling the story about that and kind of giving people kind of a Christmas chill. Because, you know, of course, people like Charles Dickens were really into those legends, and that's why he put ghosts in his stories and all kinds of stuff.
Let's talk to you. We've got multiple Aaron's here. Let's get Aaron in Clackamas. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
What do you got?
I think you guys should play out the 11th at the SteerCon. You could get Christina back for the special appearance.
Oh, yeah. Come back. That'll appeal to her. Come back from Ben so you can go to this bar that's a hole. Don't get me wrong. I like the SteerCon, but it's a dive.
Yeah. There's no better reason to drink too much either than the Rick Emerson listener party.
We don't even have anything to play. We only know a song and a half, and we already did that. We have to find something else to play. There's only
You could just wing it.
just wing it. That sounds like it'd work well, because we're all such schooled musicians.
Yeah. The drinks out at the show in the center were only a buck.
Oh, really? Excellent. All right, there you go. There's Aaron in Clackamas. Aaron in Portland, what's up?
Well, I thought that I would inform you of the plural of haiku in haiku form.
Okay, excellent.
Plural of haiku. An interesting question. They are just haiku.
Excellent. All right, the mystery is now cleared up. That's Aaron in Portland. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Let's quickly grab Brian in Portland here, first-time caller. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
What do you got?
I was going to bid on the laptop.
Really? Okay, so, and you would bid then what?
500.
Okay, is that more than the last bid?
That is more than the last bid. The opening bid was three.
There has ever been two $500 bids.
Brian, I'm going to put you on hold here. Well, in the event of a tie, we'll just have you fight each other with manure-filled socks. We'll be back to close it out with Clyde Lewis here. You get a question, it's 503-250-1080. Don't go anywhere, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I didn't even get a chance to get to this. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. This guy, I guess in Tiger Cubs, I don't know what the hell that is. Is that like being a Cub Scout? Anyway, I know they used to get patches. They get these things, achievement beads. The hell is that?
Is this a hippie version of Cub Scouts?
K-Scouts or something?
You're hanging them off your pocket. I used to get achievement beads when I was a Boy Scout.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being a Boy Scout.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
I'm an Eagle Scout, as a matter of fact.
Well, anyway, one such outing, Rick, is visit a television or radio station. I was wondering if sometime during my son's break, we could bring him down to hang out on the show. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. All right, fine with me. I don't care. That girl never showed up. That teenage girl didn't arrive anyway.
Yeah, her parents wouldn't let her.
No wonder.
She wanted to come down. Her mom and dad listened to the show, and then they said, that's not going to happen.
Just because that guy made the comment about the nude photos. Let's get Randy. He's a first-time caller in the Coup. What do you got?
Oh, hey, Rick.
Hey.
A great show. Hi, Clyde.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Cool.
Hey, I was going to offer $500 for that laptop, but it sounds like I'll have to up the ante to $600 then.
Excellent. And it's all for the kids.
Well, exactly. Well, my wife is a banker, and she needs a new laptop.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. I haven't even put a picture of it on the specs. You know, this thing could be a VIC-20 for all you know. I mean, it's not, but I mean, that's the kind of people we've got here. Sight unseen. Randy, you'll talk to Sarah here. She'll get your information. Tonight, I'll get a picture and some specs of the laptop on my webpage. We'll take auction bids until next Tuesday at end of show.
Another weird story. A young boy in India baffling scientists now because he can stare into the sun for hours without a blink.
Is he blind?
No. Oh. According to experts, the person gazing into a blazing sun for a maximum of 90 seconds runs the risk of having a solar burn or retina damage. Doctors so far have found no damage in the boy's eyes. They can't believe he can stare up in the sun. In fact, they're going to be doing a documentary about the boy who can look into the sun. Also, bacteria and algae that's been frozen for more than 2,800 years in Antarctica, they were able to resurrect it. It had been dead all this time. They've finally been able to resurrect it by reheating resurrecting it through heat.
You know,
and so they're saying now that perhaps they can do this with Mars, that all the bacterial life that allegedly lives up there that was frozen in the ice caps, they probably can go up there, get it, bring it back, and we can have Martian life forms.
Can I get an answer to something? Are there canals on Mars or not?
No.
Okay.
However,
I never know whether I never know which it is.
Now that Mars is closer to the Earth,
yeah,
a lot of amateur astronomers are getting pictures of Mars that are so remarkable. They show blue in places on Mars where it looks like continents. There are continents on Mars and blue areas on Mars. And it's so bizarre because now they're questioning whether or not NASA is tinkering with the photos on Mars that they got from the Viking. So, you know, be looking forward to people saying now that NASA's lying to us about Mars and that lying to us
about... Because what are the odds of that?
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, you look up at Mars and you say to yourself, well, we're hearing more hints about how we may have life up there. And people wonder, well, how...